insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش الرحمن فاسأل به خبيرا
He who created the heavens and the earth and what is between them in 6 days and then established himself above the throne, the most merciful. So ask about him one well informed.
Dear listeners, we were discussing the 59th verse of Surah Al-Furqan. الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ الرَّحْمَنِ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا Who created the heavens and the earth and what is between them in 6 days, then he established himself on the Arsh, the beneficent God, ask then from him who is aware of everything. We concluded earlier that this verse is stating the power of the Almighty Allah in the entire universe. It is describing the assured trust in another way, which was discussed in the previous episodes. Anyway, the verse is stating that the creation of the world is gradual. And at the same time it is created, it is under the omnipotence and under the authority of the Almighty Allah. Because the verse says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ This beneficent God has established himself on the Arsh. And now that your God has such attributes, فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا Ask what you need from him who is aware of everything. So we understand that we must ask someone who is beneficent, who has the ability and the attribute of giving us something that we need. الرَّحْمَنْ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا This is the beneficent God that you should ask from. And asking is not a defect. There is no problem in asking. The main problem is for not knowing. And this is the true fault and defect. Not to have the courage to ask. So in Islamic literature, based on this school of thought, we must refer to the ones who are the experts in that field. فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا In every situation, in every aspect, we must refer to someone who is aware, who is completely expert in that field. And in our case, the field of living in the world and reaching salvation in the other is only on the hands of the Almighty Allah and His expertise. So this sentence, فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا, is, as a matter of fact, the result of the former discussions. It implies that the Holy Prophet ﷺ must declare that he does not want any reward from them, and they must trust Allah, who has all these attributes, that is. He is both the powerful, the beneficent, and all-merciful, all-aware, and omniscient. Thus, man must ask him whatever he wants.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
The commentators have other opinions also about this sentence. They mostly have interpreted the Quranic word fas'al, ask here, as to ask questions or to question and not demanding. They say that the concept of this sentence is that if man wants to ask questions about the creation and power of Allah, he must ask Allah himself because he knows everything. And in this field, the field of creation and power of Allah, you have no one else to turn to. No expert is there but Almighty Allah. But some others have not only interpreted ask as ask question or to question, but also they say that the purpose of the Quranic word khabir is Gabriel or the prophet of Islam. That is, if anyone has the question about Allah's attributes, he must ask them. Of course, this last commentary seems very unlikely. Also, the commentary that says the meaning of fas'al is only to ask and to question and not to demand, and you should ask Allah himself if you have got any questions regarding the power and creation of Almighty Allah, is not seemingly very consistent with the former verses. So the meaning which says to ask Allah whatever what someone wants seems more probable, because the whole creation of this universe, all the creatures are created based on Almighty Allah's mercy. Because the word Ar-Rahman is used in the middle of this verse. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ الرَّحْمَن فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. He has established himself on the Arsh. He is the beneficent. Now you should ask him because he is aware of everything. And not just the creation of this world is based on Rahmah. The whole creation of ruling, the creation of the human beings, the creation of the world, and also the system which is going to be held in hereafter and resurrection is also based on rahmah. Because the Holy Quran says, كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ لَيَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry and